The Forsyth County Department of Public Health has confirmed its first case of the chikungunya virus. It's a non-life-threatening illness that makes a person very sick within 2 weeks of becoming infected. Dr. Chris Ohl is the county's medical director and an infectious disease specialist. He would only identify the person as a Forsyth County resident who was bitten by a mosquito while traveling in the Caribbean.
Usually after a very short incubation period, roughly about a week or so, you'll develop a fairly sudden onset of a fever, a little bit of a headache, and some pretty bad body aches, particularly in the joints. Sometimes there's a rash associated with this. Sometimes there's a little bit of diarrhea.
Dr. Ohl says the person was not hospitalized, but recuperated at home and is no longer showing symptoms. Like other viruses, there is no vaccine for chikungunya. Other areas where it's also prevalent include Haiti, the Dominican Republic, parts of Africa and Asia, and on many of the West Indian islands. The virus is not contagious. It can only be transmitted by way of the black and white striped Asian tiger mosquito. Ryan Harrison oversees Forsyth County's mosquito population.
The mosquito actually has to take a blood meal from an infected human and then infect a human the next time it takes a blood meal. So it has to go from human to mosquito to human to mosquito.
According to Harrison, during the lifetime of a female Asian tiger mosquito, it can lay up to 300 eggs in a month. So people can help reduce the population by eliminating standing water.
The Asian tiger mosquito only breeds in containers. So I'd like to ask the community to help us out to reduce this population by just going around their yard once a week, tip anything with any water out. It does not take much water to breed this mosquito. I have found them in Coke cans with, you know, a few ounces of water in them.
Also, whether traveling abroad or anywhere in the United States, health officials urge people to use a repellent with at least 30% DEET, wear socks, long-sleeve shirts, pants, and shoes when outside, and if you develop a fever or severe aches, see a doctor. Catherine Mobley, 88.5, WFDD News.